So how do you sell a high-ticket item, particularly a knowledge product? If you're a coach, consultant, or professional who deals in information, I think you'll be very interested in today's episode. You're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So today I thought I'd walk through a promotion by one of the world's top information marketers. And I'm just going to walk through a series of emails, just a little over 10, out of easily three or more dozen that were sent primarily during the month of February, this past February, and how the product was marketed. Now, this is a newsletter selling information about cryptocurrencies. And I can tell you that it's a high ticket item. You could probably have bought a pretty decent car instead of this product, or not instead of, but same for the same price. And so there's several things about marketing a product like that are unique. Let's take a look at a few of these. Let's just dive in, shall we? All right, so for context, this product was being sold during a time when cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin in particular, was hitting the news. And the company I didn't mention is Stansberry Research, is the name of the company. And what they do is they provide information for investors, private individual investors, not corporate, you know, not the guys on Wall Street. In fact, their slant tends to be kind of anti-Wall Street, pro-Main Street, okay? And so they're selling this information to and for individual investors, and the product is designed to help you invest in cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, which was hitting the news quite a bit because of an increase in value during this time. And of course, it was a great time for them to take advantage of that being in the news. This was also one of their top products in the past year. And so they were willing to, it appears by the number of emails that came out, they were more than willing to promote it heavily. So let's dive into some of these emails. I'll read you the subject line and then just go into the email a little bit so you have some idea of what it was about. So, I really had, like I said, dozens and dozens of emails from these guys. I did buy the product myself, so I can give you a little bit of an idea of the psychology behind a purchasing decision here, at least from my own perspective. But so starting from about a month or so before the promotion ended, we have an email here that says, "A day in the life of a nothing normal market." This comes from a newsletter called the Stansberry Digest, which is one of several email newsletters that they send out. And this is kind of one of their more general newsletters. They have news in this email about different things going on with the House of Representatives and stimulus checks, and just kind of looking through here, talking about the markets in general and sort of, you know, what's coming in terms of a revival of markets now that, you know, the coronavirus may finally have an end in sight. And then towards the bottom of this set of, you know, bits of information about news, they talk about cryptos. So there's a little sort of mini article about cryptos. And then there is what they call a space ad, or a SPAD is kind of the jargon in the industry, it's sort of like inserted into the article content. There's a little ad with a picture of supposed picture of a Bitcoin. It's a physical representation of a digital asset, with this guy holding it in his hand. And it says, the headline is "Get Rich Off This Crypto, Hint Not Bitcoin." which is referring to the fact that this information product is talking about not just Bitcoin, but other things, but it's really a curiosity driver. So then you would click through to this. That takes you to a long-form sales letter and a video sales letter, which all of these emails do, by the way. That's the end game. So that is that's one email. Let's look at another one here. This next email is from another one of Stansbury's newsletters called Stansbury Research. The other one was Stansbury's Digest. Subject line is 89% of Americans being left behind, - are you? And now this one starts right out with an article about cryptocurrencies, talking about how it's an emerging new technology trend. And it's a brief letter, and it just talks about how you could be, you know, getting left out if you don't find out about this. And then you can click through to the long-form sales letter to find out more. Next email, Bitcoin versus the Federal Reserve, parentheses, must-see headlines. And that's for the newsletter Stansbury Research. And then there's a little illustration at the top. It's sort of a caption, not a caption, but a photo image of a couple of headlines from CNBC talking about a contradiction in what Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen at the time how she's criticizing Bitcoin, and at the same time, the U.S. Treasury is having the same problem that she's pointing out with Bitcoin. And at any rate, which is a curiosity driver. And then there is a short article here stating some very interesting facts, intriguing information that then again leads to clicking through to the sales letter. Next email, this is it, just a brief subject line. And it talks about how, actually I'm going to skip that one until the end. That one is, that was the very last letter. Let's see here. The next one, actually one of the earlier ones here, kind of skipping around a little bit. This one says, now is the time to get serious about investing in cryptos. And this is a long article talking about all the various ways that cryptocurrencies work and all the intricacies. And this is really kind of one of those articles that you would read just because it's, you know, fascinating topic. And then briefly mentioned toward the end is how to find out more information, which then again leads to that sales letter. I think I jumped ahead a little bit in some of those earlier emails, really going back to this one here that is just an article of interest. That's really where it starts. That's a good place to start if you're marketing a product like this. And then another one in this series called The War to End All Wars. This is referring to this sort of conflict between cryptocurrencies and fiat currencies, or the Federal Reserve System here in the United States. Again, an article that is very much about, you know, things of interest, general interest to a reader, although it does go a little bit more into why Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are interesting. So you can see what's happening is we're kind of going from this place of general interest, gradually drawing you into intriguing facts about this particular product and how, at the end of the day, it could be the sort of the answer to an investor's dream, which is, you know, how to make a lot of money in investment, how to get rich from a particular investment. And Bitcoin, you know, is one of those things that kind of fits that bill. And so you can see that what's happening is the information being provided here is going from sort of this general interest to more intriguing and engaging to, you know, here's reason why you want to get involved with this right now to, you know, buy now type of thing, right? And we can see this progression from email to email. And so let's look at another one here. Here's one that says, the subject line says, why Elon Musk cashed in $1.5 billion to buy Bitcoin. You can see how we're kind of moving more and more toward this idea that Bitcoin is the way to go. If you're an investor, this is going to be very interesting to you, right? Now, one thing I will say is that it pays to keep in mind with any product, but particularly with high ticket products and information products in particular, is the principle of that a buyer, you know, you've heard the analogy, a buyer doesn't want a quarter inch drill bit when they go to the hardware store. What they really want is the hole in the wall. And actually, they don't want a hole in the wall. They want a really nice picture hanging on that wall. And that's why they're buying that drill bit. Same with these products. It's not because people want information. And it's not even so much because they want knowledge. You know, they say knowledge is power. What they really want, what buyers really want, is the transformation. So it's not the information, it's the transformation that they're after. And in this case, the transformation is going from not being able to participate in what could be a significant run-up in value to, from where they are now, not being able to participate, to being, you know, part of the in crowd, being able to participate in this thing. So again, let's go back into the emails. Here's another one. The real crypto boom to watch in 2021. Again, a very specific. Now, this one is getting more specific about Bitcoin. Long, long article. Again, ending with, you know, here, if you'd like to find out more, go to this this next page, which is a newsletter. Another email from a different one of the Stansberry family of newsletters here. This one's called The Daily Wealth. The subject line is The Inevitable Rise of Crypto Dollars. This one is a somewhat briefer article, but still very much to the point of how Bitcoin is going to be, you know, cryptocurrencies are going to be something that you'll want to watch and get interested in. Next email here that I'm looking at from Stansberry Research, different newsletter. Subject line, we failed to tell you this. You can just feel the sense of urgency building here, right? And then in this one, there's an actual phone number to call, not just a website to click through on. And they're giving very specific facts, very specific statistics about Bitcoin. Again, giving people a sense of what it is that, you can feel confident in making a buying decision about. Here's another email from Stansberry Digest. The massive air gap in our cyber defenses. Intriguing. Subject line, right? This one actually goes into, let's see here. Oh, you know what? This actually was a newsletter about a whole different topic. A little bit of, let's say, you know, different interests just to, you know, keep. Of course, Stansberry has different products and you know, they're naturally going to be promoting another product based on this one. But this, even though it is on a different topic, there is one of those space ads in here. It says, why I sold all my stocks for Bitcoin. A little curiosity driver there. And then as we get closer to when they're going to close out this promotion, what you start seeing is they're doing Q&As. They're doing frequently asked questions so that they're allowing their readers who have sent in questions to kind of take your place in terms of, or to, you know, kind of fill in for you as a potential buyer as to, you know, what questions you may have and what the answers would be. Here's another email from their podcast, Stansberry Investor Hour, featuring Eric Wade, who is the editor of this newsletter that they're selling. And as they get, so you can see as they're getting closer and closer to the end of the promotion, there's more and more interest that is very, very targeted to the product. And then finally, let's see, I think this was the last day of the promotion. Yeah, so the final email says, this is it. And then the newsletter begins, "Dear reader, this is it. Tonight at midnight is your last chance to claim this special offer that they have on this newsletter." So it gets right down to the point of go buy it, right? So I hope you found this sort of walk through a series of emails interesting. And by the way, one other point about all this. So what I read to you was just a sampling of about a dozen emails out of easily three or more dozen. I mean, there's probably close to 50 emails that came out altogether, something along those lines, in this particular promotion. And it wasn't just emails. I was seeing this ad in the remarketing ads or the retargeting ads. If you're not familiar, those are these little ads that if you visit a particular website and then go to another website, you'll see this, you know, you'll see an ad for the place that you just were. Kind of creepy little ads that follow you around the internet. But they work. And in this case, they were part of this promotion, which I'm going to guess was a very successful promotion for Stansberry. I hope you find something here that you can use in your promoting your products, particularly if they're high ticket and particularly if there are information products. So there you go. I hope you found this helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please post a review, a rating, hit subscribe, download, share it with a friend. If you've got comments, questions, requests, hit me up over at Twitter at Strategic Copy is my handle there, or visit strategiccopy.com. The more you engage, the better the content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.